Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is 1 Timothy 4, 6 to 10. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 to 10. If you point these things out to the brothers and sisters, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, nourished on the truths of the faith and of the good teaching that you have followed. Have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly. For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. That is why we labor and strive, because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all people, and especially of those who believe. My theme for reflection is training for the long run. Training for the long run. I once signed up for a gym membership in January, probably half the town. For the first 2 weeks, I was in there religiously, mixing protein shakes like a fitness influencer and pretending to know how to use the rowing machine. By week three, I had somehow turned my gym bag into a storage bin in my car and convinced myself that walking to the fridge counted as cardio. Like many good intentions, the fire faded fast. In 1 Timothy 4, 6 to 10, Paul writes to young Timothy with a different kind of training plan, not one for the body but for the soul. And unlike my gym resolution, this one is designed to last not just for this life, but the next, for eternity. Paul gets straight to the point. Train yourself in godliness, he says. Bodily training is of some value, but godliness is of value in every way. Now, don't get Paul wrong. He is not against staying fit, but he is after something more profound. Godliness is not about pious posturing or having a perfect church attendance record. It is about building a life that reflects the heart of Christ in the daily and the difficult. I think it was Karl Barth who once said, "Grace must find expression in life, otherwise it is not grace." Paul would agree. The gospel is not theory, it is transformation. And transformation, like fitness, requires consistent effort, intentional input, and a clear goal. For Paul, that goal is living with hope set on the living God, the Savior of all. As we walk the Lenten journey, we are invited to pause and look at what is feeding us. Paul tells Timothy to be nourished by the words of the faith and good doctrine. That is not just about Bible knowledge. It is about formation. What shapes your thoughts? What fuels your decisions? Because what you feed on, you eventually grow into. We live in an age of instant everything. Instant messages, instant noodles, instant spiritual inspiration from one-minute devotionals. But Paul is not calling Timothy to a snack-sized faith. He is inviting him and us into the slow daily work of becoming whole, holy, and human in the image of Christ. He also wants us not to get lost in godless and silly myths, the ancient world's version of spiritual clickbait. In our day, that might be prosperity gospel promises, self-help spirituality, or the myth that we can follow Jesus without actually changing anything in our lives. This passage hits home in Lent, because Lent is all about slowing down, trimming the excess, and examining our priorities. It reminds us that life is not about cramming our days full of temporary fixes or flaunting spiritual muscles. It is about training in love, hope, and truth, practices that don't always trend, but always transform. And let us remember, our spiritual fitness is not just for us, it is for others. Godliness is rational. We train so we can love better, lead humbler, and serve more joyfully. It is not just about the strength to endure, but it is about the grace to give. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what are you feeding your soul with, and is it truly nourishing you? Number two, how might God be calling you to train differently this Lent, not harder, but deeper? And now our practical exercise for the day. Set aside 15 minutes to read, reflect, and respond to a passage of scripture today. Choose quality over quantity. Let the word speak to you and journal one way you would respond in action. Living God, you call us not to quick fixes but to lasting formation. Train us in love that endures, in truth that liberates, and in hope that holds fast through every season. Help us to lay aside distractions and myths, to embrace the beauty of becoming more like Jesus. May this Lent be a time not just of giving up, but growing deep. In Christ our Savior and strength we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.